hopefully, if the tapes works at all, hopefully, if the effectiveness of the material comes across at all, it's that someplace it stops your world and say, I can't wrap my brain around this. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of thinking about this, of not thinking about this, of getting obsessed by this. The point is that you're going to come to a point where you have to give it up. You have to give it up. So if you're meeting those frustrations, great. Perfect. Keep listening. If you're getting an idea that you would be dead to the world without your ego, keep listening. Because if the ego ain't kicking and screaming, you're not listening. Okay? The ego is going to put up a certain degree of resistance to this material. So that's why all of the big guys, Christ, the Buddha, Krishna, all those guys said, even the wisest of my disciples must enter through faith. So it's about walking straight ahead. Dr. Hawkins puts it very simply. He says that the road is straight and narrow and time is very short. If you think you're late, then get on it. Stay on it. It is later than you think. And it is time for you in very short order to see a whole new planet open up before your perceptual eyes.
As Nico so aptly puts it, when we choose to experience life differently, the entire planet will open up before our perceptual eyes. Thus the change starts and ends, not in the externals that so strongly govern our current existence, but in our perceptions. In this session, Dr. Hawkins covers a full array of topics. He begins by giving us an opportunity to take a leap of faith and re-perceive our sense of God or the divine. He explains that God is not a wrathful or vengeful persona who is the cause of our shame, fears, and suffering. In truth, he explains that divinity is an impersonal electromagnetic field that resonates love and is the infinite source of all creation. He clarifies that we need to move beyond our sequential, linear perceptions as we find ourselves trapped in ineffective and inaccurate misunderstandings that drive us further into limited thinking. He illuminates the difference between power and force and clarifies how we have gotten caught in a weakening belief system based on the polarity of opposites, black or white, right or wrong, or, as he aptly puts it, in loving vanilla, you don't have to hate chocolate.